Hello everyone and welcome to Leamington Hours podcast with me, Gary Jones. I hope you're all having a fantastic week and I've got a brilliant show for you lined up for today with not one but two lovely ladies. Both called Claire, one's Claire Russell and the other one is Claire Crouch, and I know them from networking. They're fantastic people and we're going to be talking about business, we're going to be talking about their backgrounds, how they got into their jobs and also why they do it, and also leave you some golden nuggets right at the end. So it's going to be an absolutely brilliant interview. It's split into two parts and we're going to be catching up with Claire and Claire later on in the year as well for longer interviews. So let's get cracking with part one with Claire Russell and Claire Crouch. We met at the Walmart at Myton. Let's get on with part one. So I've got two lovely ladies here, both called Claire, so it could get a bit confusing. Planning didn't go down well there. But I'm joined with Claire Crouch from Apple Nutrition and Claire Russell from Claire Russell Consultancy, is that right?
Claire Russell Enterprises.
Enterprises. So thank you very much, Claire and Claire, for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So we're just going to be having a 15-20 minute chat all about businesses, and I'm really intrigued by how, as a person, you can evolve over time and how your business changes with you. I know for me, it has changed. So what do you ladies think? Claire Russell, to start off with.
Yeah, I'll start. I think you can evolve and change through your business life, and that can help you to evolve and change as a person. My business now is a completely different business from where I started.
Okay.
So I started in financial services right at the beginning of my career and ran financial services businesses for nearly 20 years.
Sure.
And during that time, obviously, I grew and changed and developed and learned new skills and all of those things. Now I'm in a completely different business, and that was through a series of circumstances that made me realise that actually I didn't want to continue doing what I was doing, and kind of making me reevaluate the things that were important to me and how I perceived success and that sort of thing. And that led me to sort of change my mind and do something completely different.
Okay.
And now I've changed so much, the things that I'm doing every day are very different, and also the things that are important to me have changed.
Cool. And was that a gradual process, or did that happen just overnight? You thought, do you know what? I need to change this.
No, I think it was a gradual process. I think there were a number of things that happened, a number of triggers over probably 3 years or so. I look back, I didn't realise it at the time, but with the benefit of hindsight, I can look back and realise that over 3 years or so, I became less happy in what I was doing and started to rethink how I was perceiving success. I think because my thoughts around success were very much about financial success and all of the trappings of that. And I think over a period of time, I began to realise that there were other things that were more important to me than the financial stuff.
We'll go on to a little bit more about that later on, because I've got another question that links perfectly into that. Claire Crouch, what do you think?
So my career background was in accountancy, and I did that for over 20 years. And similarly to Claire, I started off at the bottom and worked my way up and had a very nice career with all the trappings that went with it. But one of the things that that led to was that I started to have health problems.
Oh, okay.
So I was doing what was seen on the outside as I had a really good career, doing a good job, had nice lifestyle, but the consequence of that was that my health began to deteriorate.
Yeah.
So my journey has been a journey of discovering how to regain my health and well-being. Which has led to me changing my career completely as well.
Okay.
So that my focus now is on helping other people to overcome health issues and hopefully to catch them before they get to that point, prevent it happening so that they don't get to where I got to with my health. And they make some positive changes much sooner and have a happier outcome.
Makes sense. And actually, I suppose if you're inside your business or inside everything, you can't see what's outside of the bubble, almost. So you can't see what other people are seeing.
Absolutely.
You can't, what you believe is normal actually isn't normal.
You don't honestly realise how far down the slippery slope you've got until you come out the other side and look at how far away you know, how much more you've achieved in the meantime since you've started in a different direction.
So you actually changed the whole outlook and the whole occupation from
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. I started, I carried on as an accountant for quite some time, just changing my health in the, sort of quietly in the background, and then realised that actually a lot more people needed to know about this stuff, so I needed to go out there and spread the word because nobody else seemed to be doing it.
No. And who's better to talk about that rather than someone who's actually gone through it themselves? That's, you know, massively inspirational.
And with respect to how I've developed over time, being an accountant, you're often stuck in a dark basement, not dealing with people, just sitting looking at a spreadsheet all day. And actually getting out and talking to people has been quite a challenge, but I'm working on developing my personal skills to develop talking to people, and here I am talking to you.
I know, and probably 6 months ago it would never have happened.
Absolutely not.
No, for me, my personal journey and my business journey is kind of hand in hand, so it's always been about helping people. That's always been my why. It's always been in different professions, and I set up Lemons Now a couple of years ago just on the purpose of helping people connect with other people in a local area. And 2 years later, I'm learning loads of cool stuff. I've got my radio show, I've got websites that I'm building. I didn't even know what a widget was about 12 months ago. Now I know. You know, and it's public speaking, like yourself, you know, even though I've spoken to people one-to-one, it took me quite big balls to actually stand up and go, I want to stand up and do a foresight for four networking or a presentation for someone else. Do you know what? It does take a certain courage to do that.
That's probably the single biggest thing that's changed for me. I've never lacked confidence. I was always very confident in everything that I've done. But public speaking was the one thing that I was frightened of doing. So in my old career, I could go and do a presentation to a board of directors and I would be uber confident about doing that. I could walk into a networking event and talk to people, but I would never have been the person at the front of the room presenting to the room.
Okay, so this brings us on to another point, and that's what's stopping people from doing it. So for me, it was just literally, I had two things that were stopping me from public speaking. I was scared of what people were thinking, so I overanalyzed their facial expressions, and suddenly I wasn't concentrating on the speech, I was focusing on them. And actually, I didn't have the confidence inside me to actually think, actually, they want to listen to me. They wouldn't be in the room if they weren't interested. So for me, it was those two bits. How, with yourself,
I think it was probably similar for me. Just anxiety, really. You know, the very thought of standing up in front of a room would have had me, you know, physically becoming anxious. I would have had, you know, an anxious tummy, and, you know, I wouldn't have felt good, and I would, you know, my heart would have been racing and all of that sort of thing. And the first time that I did speak in public, even though they were small things, just standing up and doing my introduction at a networking meeting, or the first time that I did a presentation at a networking meeting, I had all of those things going on.
Yeah.
But I just told myself, actually, nothing bad's going to happen.
No.
These are normal responses to being in a situation where you're a little bit anxious. And as it's developed, you know, those things have gone away, to the extent that now the thought of standing up in front of a room full of people makes me really excited.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much that changes.
Claire?
Well, very similar to yourself, Gary. I was always worried that people wouldn't want to listen to what I had to say, and just worried that I would stand up and no words would come out of my mouth and I'd make a big fool of myself and everybody would laugh at me. I'm not quite as far along as Claire at the moment. I'm not excited about the prospect of doing the presentation, but I'm not absolutely petrified like I was previously. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of somewhere halfway along that journey, and hopefully I'll soon be as excited as Claire is.
Yeah, you see, I'm not always excited about doing it, but I'm not nervous at the same time. Actually, I'll clarify that. I'm nervous, but it's good nerves. It's the butterflies in your stomach that makes you want to stand up rather than makes you want to go to the toilet and vomit. You know, it's that kind of nerves. But if I'm doing a presentation, there's always little bits that I use beforehand to calm myself down. I always go to the toilet and I always put my hand in the cold water, and it just resets me.
Yeah.
So it's stupid things like that other people who speak and said they used to do, and actually they work. And then you don't really need to do it that often because you don't feel that nervous.
Yeah.
It's like when you're taking notes and then you're talking from notes. you start to remember it, so therefore you don't need a note. It's the same principle.
Yeah. So a tip that somebody gave me when I was talking to somebody about how anxious I was about doing my introduction, because my voice, if I'm really anxious, my voice goes really tight and I can hear it in my voice. It sounds shaky. And somebody said to me, look, just as you stand up, take a really deep breath and then do a huge smile. Even if you don't actually feel it, just do the biggest smile you can possibly paste on your face. And actually, it will make you feel better. And then when you see everybody smile back at you, because people will, then it will take that feeling of anxiety away. And it absolutely works. So that I don't get that experience really now.
No, and when you're public speaking for a while, as in a 2, 5, 10 minute speech, you forget to smile if you are nervous. It's the first response in your face that goes. So actually, just by smiling, you do stop that. You do kind of reset your body from doing that.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
There are little tricks you can do to be able to do it. Cool. Okay. So public speaking is one way that you've evolved, and I think everyone's been on a journey with that. In terms of kind of the businesses you're in, let's talk about that a little bit more now. So let's go with Claire Crouch. So talk about what are you doing at the moment in terms of your business? Obviously, it's helping people. It's using your personal experiences to do that.
Yeah, so working with people on a one-to-one basis with nutritional advice is the main core of my business. So helping people to overcome health issues. But how I've evolved as a business person is so much more than that, because... Mm. As you both know, being a small business owner, you have to do everything. You don't have a big corporate team behind you anymore.
No.
So it's all of the other things that sit behind the scenes as well that you have to do that I've really had to work hard and develop.
Yeah.
Having the knowledge to work with my clients is the easy part.
Because that's what you love doing and that's what you want to pass on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in terms of nutritional advice, is there some common mistakes or common things that people can just tweak and change?
The biggest, most important, fundamental thing that I think without fail I have to advise all of my clients is to drink more water.
Okay, yep.
To be hydrated. It's the foundation on which everything else is built. If you're not hydrated, your body doesn't work efficiently. So
And does tea and coffee count as that?
Not really.
Does fizzy drinks count as that?
Absolutely, definitely not.
Okay. So just
sorry
to make sure.
To say, just plain water.
Just plain water.
Plain water is always the best.
And is it about a litre and a half, 2 litres you should drink per day?
That's about right, yeah. So it's basically aimed at replacing fluids that you lose during the course of the day, so you're topping everything up so that your body has the resources it needs.
Got you. Okay, I know when I'm busy and I feel myself starting to get a bit sluggish, I always think of a glass of water as a recharge for my mind. Mm. So I'd have it, and then suddenly my mind's a bit more alert. It's like, oh, okay, I can do this now.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's absolutely, because when you're dehydrated, everything slows down. Your body can't work as efficiently as it would ordinarily. Mm. So cognitive function and performance are some of the first things that you start to notice. They're the things that a lot of people overlook or reach for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
When what they really need to do is have a glass of water.
Great tip.
Claire number two. Yeah, what was the question?
Tell us a bit about your business.
Yeah.
And what actually are you, how are you helping people at the moment?
Okay, so... I said that this was a complete change of business for me. And do you know, one of the reasons that I wanted to do this and realised that I didn't want to do what I was doing before was because although in my previous career I was really successful, and I was, you know, I earned a ridiculous salary and I had all of the perks that go with, you know, having a successful career, one of the things that I realised when I analysed what I'd been doing was that it all felt a bit empty. Because I actually wasn't doing anything to help anybody.
Got you.
Yeah, okay. It was commercial. Yep. Everything that I did was commercial. Mm-hmm. And I never got that sort of feeling of satisfaction of having done something good or done something where I could help somebody else. So what I now do is I run a network marketing business.
If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us. Connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event. and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to hear, promote and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service.
Okay, so we've got cut off on part one, so let's carry on with part two with me and Claire and Claire.
Okay, we're back for part two. So we're at the point of the interview where I ask all of the guests what their kind of golden nugget is. So this is their one true inspirational thing that they can tell a business or an event coordinator, that kind of thing. So Claire Russell, not Claire Grouch, Claire Russell.
It gets so confusing. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so I've thought about this a lot, actually, in the last few days. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's about finding the thing that you are passionate about.
Love it, yep.
Now, I'm going to caveat that by saying it's not always easy to find the thing that you are passionate about. Mm-hmm. And most of us don't find it first time round.
No.
So if I was speaking to my younger self, mm-hmm, when I was 17, 18, 19 and embarking, yep, on my time in the working world, then I would say to myself, while you're trying to find the thing that you're passionate about, be passionate about what you're doing. Because actually, if you can do everything that you do with passion and find a way to be passionate about it, mm-hmm, then I think you'll have more success in what you do and have a happier journey.
Yeah.
And that probably will make it easier for you to find the thing that you actually will be truly passionate and that will ignite that passion in you.
I love that, because I'm all about finding your why and working towards it and then creating something around it that you're passionate,
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
that's exactly that. But you've taken it one step further by evolving that and saying, well, if you don't know what your why is, be passionate about
but
what
most
you're doing.
But most people don't at the beginning know what their why is or know what it is that ignites that fire in them. They just don't know. And if you can just try and be open to that and just, you know, be passionate and throw yourself at the things that you do, then I think that will come.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Claire Crouch.
Well, I think really it dovetails in nicely with what Claire just said. But mine is to not underestimate the importance of your own health and well-being.
Yeah.
So a lot of people say they do what they do for their family, or they do what they do for, and there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But they forget how important it is to look after themselves first.
Okay.
Look after their own health and well-being, so they've got the energy and the vitality to do whatever it is they're passionate about or help the people that they want to help. So the phrase that you hear on an aeroplane about putting your own oxygen mask on first is really a key thing that a lot of people forget to do. So actually realising that they're important and their health is important, putting themselves first so that they can do what it is they want to do or achieve what they want to achieve.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And it makes complete sense. Complete sense. Beautiful. Well, let's finish off here. And I'd like to finish off all the interviews just with literally your contact details, so how people can get hold of you on social media, websites, that kind of thing. Who wants to go first?
Claire Russell. Okay, so I can be probably best found on Facebook or LinkedIn, Claire Russell. I also have a business page on Facebook, which is Claire Russell Business, and the website is www.clairerussell.co.uk.
So easy.
Pretty simple.
Love that. Brilliant. Claire Crouch.
So my business is Apple Nutrition, so you can find me on Facebook at Apple Nutri.
Okay.
And on Twitter also at Apple Nutri, and my email address is claire@applenutrition.co.uk, and the website is applenutrition.co.uk.
Hey, if anybody's listening to this from a marketing background, this is how you make all your usernames and brands the same. This is brilliant. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on to the show, and have a great night.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
Thank you so much, Claire and Claire. Remember, check them out. It's Claire Russell and Claire Crouch from Apple Nutrition and Claire Russell Consultancy. Now, if you do want to find more information, check them out on social media, linking up with LinkedIn, talk to them on Facebook or Twitter, but more importantly, let's get in touch and let's get connected. Now, all of these interviews that I do on this show have been on my show on Radio Warwickshire, and you can hear that show on Mondays between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening, and it's repeated every Wednesday between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening. And all you need to do is go onto the Radio Warwickshire website and check it out from there. Now, have a great week, everyone. Hope you achieve all your goals. And I'll see you next time for the next lot of Lemton Hour podcast.